Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you aboard. What?
That's funny.
Okay. We are talking overreactions from week one of college football. Both Michigan and Michigan State kind of showed their ass. Obviously, the teams are different. They're at different expectation levels. But, Rico, you had a question you wanted to ask me.
Yeah, here's the question. After seeing what you saw, especially the Michigan fans out there this past weekend, David had them at 6-6. I thought that was a bit low. A lot of Michigan fans thought that they would be in the playoffs, maybe that 10th, 11th, 12th team. Not necessarily winning the Big Ten, but you're in the playoffs. Right here, right now, you can lock it in. Michigan season is 8-4.
Oh, hell no.
Would you take that?
No.
Based off of what you saw, you can lock in 8-4. You'll be in some bowl game. You'll probably lose to a lot of the big boys. I'll throw USC to go with Oregon, to go with Texas, and to go with Ohio State. But you'll win the rest of your game.
Oh, so the only four teams they play with functioning limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I would. No, I'm not signing up for that.
But would you lock in 8-4 right now, knowing your quarterback situation is not going to improve? This team is what it is. Would you do that? 248-539-9797.
I would not. I wouldn't. I that to me would be a complete failure. To go out and lose any meaningful game. That is a disaster. I'm not signing up for disaster. I can't put enough stock into week one to be ready to sign up. Now, if they get blitzed by Texas, which, again, I'm not touching that game with a 10-foot pole. But let's say they get Napiered, okay? Texas rolls in and burns your stadium down.
Mm-hmm.
Then your question, then it might be time to make a deal.
But the deal may be off the table.
And that's fine. I'm telling you, as I sit here right now, I wouldn't sign up for that.
Because think about this. A lot of players went to the NFL. This is a whole new staff, pretty much, except for like a few lingering people around. This is a new team. This isn't the same team as the previous seasons. With a new staff, maybe the expectations were just a little too high for this team. Your quarterback situation, the offensive line, like there's a lot of new pieces there, Mike. That maybe we just thought, well, you're Michigan, and you're just going to automatically roll. No, you didn't really go and upgrade your quarterback position. And I think, as one caller said, you're going to become Iowa this year, where there's going to be a lot of close games, bet the under, and, you know, you got to hope that you don't turn the ball over in key spots and David, lean on your defense.
Would you sign up for 8-4 right now?
Yeah, but I'm different because I already said they're going 6-6. So, yes, I would lock up 8-4 today if I can get that. Yes.
Michigan fan, are you disturbed enough by the opener that you would take this deal from Satan over here? It's not me offering it. It's Beelzebub over there. Right there.
Not Beelzebub.
Rico Beard. Rico Beazel. Listen.
The views expressed by Mike.
248-539-9797. Now, okay, what deal are you offering State fans after that clown car on Friday night?
State fans, I will
three.
I will offer you this deal. You're 5-7. You are 5-7. You lock in 5-7 based off of what you saw. You will not go to a bowl game. I guess in the end, you could say we progressed from last year. But yeah, five wins. You could lock it in right here, right now. that you're going to win four more games this season.
I'd rather go 2-10.
I'll go down with the ship.
There's no draft, so it doesn't mean anything.
No, my point is I'm not going to allow Jonathan Smith to live in those expectations. And if you say I would sign up for that, you're saying that I am partisan to that. I am willing to go along with that. I'm not. 5-7 would be a complete disaster. It's unacceptable in the NIL and portal era. Now, I understand State may not be much better than 5-7, but his job as a guy who's very well compensated to do his job is to get them there. So I much like David, I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Okay.
Now, if you told me I could lock in 6-6 right now.
All
right,
let's move it up there.
That I would do.
6-6.
6-6.
You're down at Ford Field for a bowl game.
I won't be, but you will be. You'll have a great time. I would sign up for 6-6. If I were a Michigan fan, would I sign up for 9-3? Yes. Yes, I would.
See, I had 9-3, but I watched USC, and I can't give you that.
Look, they get all their games at home.
They do.
So that's the benefit. If you chalk OSU up as an auto loss.
I heard they play Mr. Brightside, and they have a light show.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What would you like me to do? But I wouldn't sign up for 8-4 as a U of M fan, and for State, no, I can't. And again, State fans won't call. But it's just one of these deals where I don't understand how at a major university, anything less than 6-6 is remotely tolerable.
Yeah, well, I just want to know how much confidence do you have in your team after watching them this weekend? If you feel it's over, call and let me know why that's a joke and why it should be 9-3 or more.
I think for Michigan, it's just different because the expectation is the playoff and a national championship or competing for such. Now, with those expectations, and I look at that team, well, if you're saying we're Iowa-esque, well, we've never talked about those things with Iowa football. You'll be good enough, but you're not going to beat real teams.
Right.
Okay. For State, again, totally different expectation level. But what I watched Friday night was NFG, non-functioning garbage. They couldn't complete.
Now I thought you were going with that.
They couldn't complete a pass.
I thought it was no good with something in the middle.
Kenny, nine beers deep, blindfolded by a bandana, or Aiden Chiles. No. It's a push. No. They couldn't complete a pass.
No. He was 10 of 24 with two picks.
Kenny, drunk, blindfolded,
and
11 of 24.
Second pick was horrible. Like, he stared down the receiver.
I'm aware.
The guy was just like, wait, is he really? Yeah, he really is going to throw it there.
David, go
the
ahead.
Only disappointment was the guy didn't take it all the way back. Like, how slow are you?
I don't know what is wrong with that guy.
Like, how slow are you, man? You had a head start and you got caught?
I think Aiden knew it was so bad, he went into a dead sprint the minute it left his hands.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Nope.
Oh. I think he did too.
He was already across the midfield logo. He had a jetpack. He knew.
He knew.
248-539-9797. David, what a ticket text you have to say.
Rico, get real. Asking any Michigan fan if you're okay with accepting a loss to Ohio State right now to guarantee 8-4, absolutely not.
I'm saying this. Can you be real with yourself and what you saw this weekend?
They can't even be real that they cheated. You think they're going to be real about this?
It can't be.
Are you kidding me?
Kenny, I'm trying here.
The Michigan fans are the guy who's married, and they go, wow, my wife has a lot of male friends over at the house, and my headboard is banging. I don't know. Nothing to see here.
We pay a lot of our bills in singles.
She works from home, that's all.
Right.
Boy, a lot of noises coming from my bedroom when I'm not in it. Yeah. You know, what do you mean?
Likes glitter.
I'm making a point that, like, these people are the least self-aware fans in the sport.
And I'm saying, after watching that game, did you have a come-to-Jesus moment with yourself and say, maybe we're not that good? That's what I'm asking.
I think you could take great off the table, but I'm not ready to. I want to see what the Texas game looks like. If Michigan competes, it's a game in the fourth quarter. They play well, but let's say they fall short. That's not a crime. Texas might be one of the four or five best teams in the country. To me, they're still a 9-win football team. I agreed with you from the start. It won't be pretty this year. Total agreement. I was concerned with their opener, but I'm not going to freak and lower the 9-3 yet. But I understand why you're saying 8-4. And guys, factually, your over-under wasn't 10.5 or 9.5. It was 8.5. Michigan State concerned me even more because it's a lower bar to clear. They looked even worse. Once again, blindfolded Kenny, passing game.
Overthrown passes, yeah. Please. It was almost like they didn't practice all summer long.
I can't take any.
I agree with Mike. I'd rather see State go 3-9 than 5-7. Anything less than 6 wins is a joke.
Complete joke, especially when you have, you know, Prairie View built in, so that's really 5.
But 3-9, I guess if there was an NFL and you had a draft and you get the first pick, I get it. But
no, just
you're not firing your coach.
Oh, sure I can. I can do whatever I want.
Okay. They're not firing their coach.
Fire everybody.
Okay. You want to bring in Billy Napier?
I don't care. I don't care anymore. I didn't even feel anything Friday. It didn't matter. You know why? Because I didn't bet on it. I was waiting for the Stanford game. I watched and I went, well, that's pretty effed up. You know what I've been turned into as a Spartan fan? I'm the guy who's driving on the highway who slows down to look at the fiery car wreck. And then I speed back up. There's nothing left.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Would you lock in 8-4? Would you, if you're a Michigan fan, you want to go 6-6 or you want to go 5-7?
Bro, you can do whatever you want.
For State fans.
I'll let
you decide.
I mean, you'd have to say 5-7.
5-7
the
it is.
The same price that you're making Michigan fans pay, you have to make
State fans pay. The original was 5-7. You don't make the bowl game.
I'm turning both of your deals down, devil.
Okay.
I'm not Beelzebub.
Not that either.
Satan.
Nope.
Lucifer.
I think he sits on the other side of the microphone.
How dare you?
Xfinity gives me a chance. No, David, not that side.
I thought you said the other side of the glass.
No, I said the microphone. Not the glass. You're okay.
Last time I support your church.
I'll see you later on. This one, I can't guarantee. I'll send him a glass of water.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.